Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is 37 degrees just after 5 o'clock. Overnight lows will be near 30 with some patchy fog once again and north winds around 5. Sunday cloudy in the morning with breaks of sun in the afternoon and a high of 37. Monday 41, partly cloudy and mild. Increasing clouds late with a small chance for sprinkles overnight. Right now in Richland Center, after today's daytime high of 40, we're down just a little bit to 37 degrees. WRCO News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. On Friday morning at approximately 9:15, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a one-vehicle crash on Highway 35 near Sugar Cane Road, located in the township of B-Town. After an investigation, it was later discovered the driver, Andrew Dietzen, age 35 of Menasha, was operating a 2007 Cadillac Escalade belonging to a friend, westbound on Highway 35. The vehicle crossed the center line into the eastbound lane and left the roadway on the south side of the road. The vehicle struck and destroyed several fence posts and fencing. The vehicle then accelerated through the field, drove the vehicle through a cattle gate. Dietzen then drove through a second field until it reached a second cattle gate. Dietzen stopped to open the second gate and proceeded through it to get back onto the roadway. Due to the steep embankment and the high snowbanks on Highway 35, the Escalade could not reach the paved surface. Instead, Dietzen drove the deep ditch line back eastbound, almost to the point where he had initially left the roadway. Eventually, Dietzen hit a culvert and the vehicle became hung up. Dietzen was not at the scene of the crash when deputies arrived. The vehicle, which sustained heavy damage, had no plates and had several registration violations. Through further investigation, it was discovered Dietzen had been involved in a high-speed pursuit in Waupaca and Outagamie counties around midnight to 1 earlier in the morning. Deputies searched the area near the crash for him. Eventually, deputies learned a Good Samaritan found Dietzen walking on a roadway in the crash area and gave him a ride into Lancaster. Lancaster police and Grant County deputies searched for Dietzen for several hours throughout the city. There had been several sightings at several businesses in Lancaster. Then at approximately 2:40 yesterday, a Grant County deputy identified Dietzen driving a tan four-door vehicle with no license plates on the front or rear near West Cherry and Harrison Street in the city of Lancaster. The deputy initiated a traffic stop and a pursuit ensued. Due to high speeds and erratic driving and for the general safety of the public, the pursuit was terminated. Deputies continued to search for Dietzen and made several efforts to get him to surrender to authorities, but he would not do so. There is a high probability the vehicle Dietzen was driving during the pursuit in Grant County was stolen from the Lancaster area. If anyone is missing their vehicle, please contact your local authorities. It is possible Dietzen may still be in Grant County. If you see him, please do not approach him. Call the local authorities immediately or call 911. The sheriff's office does not believe there is any danger to the general public, but there are pending charges for criminal damage to property, felony eluding, several traffic citations, and likely theft of a motor vehicle. National Catholic Schools Week is an annual celebration of Catholic education in the United States. This year it will be held January 28th through February 3rd. Now entering its 50th anniversary year, National Catholic Schools Week is traditionally held the last week in January. Stacia Kolstad is the principal at St. Mary's School in Richland Center.
It officially starts on Sunday. I think most kids would say it's about their favorite week of the school year. So we start with Sunday with the Mass at 10:30, and the kids are invited to sing. And the Knights of Columbus have their famous pancake breakfast from 9 to 12 that anyone is invited to. And so we're thankful for that. The kids help them out, and they use it, and they support our school with it. So it's a great way to start the week.
Schools typically observe the week with masses, assemblies, and other activities for students, families, parishioners, and community members to celebrate what makes Catholic schools great.
We think about the week, how can we get everyone involved? How can we think about everyone's different interests? And then just really celebrate what we have as a school and a school family, extending from our teachers to our students to our parents. So we have a number of dress days coming up, and Monday is Class Unity Day, which is one of my favorite days because every class picks a theme and that class dresses up as that.
This year's Catholic Schools Week theme is Catholic Schools, United in Faith and Community, and will be used through 2026. Knights of Columbus and St. Mary's School Pancake Breakfast in honor of Catholic Schools Week will be held tomorrow from 8:30 until noon. A free will offering will be accepted. Everyone is welcome. The Ithaca Lions Club will host a benefit pancake breakfast for Kathy Coppernall on Sunday from 7 until 12:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy pancakes, scrambled eggs, ham, cheese, applesauce, and milk. The cost of the breakfast will be $10 for adults, $5 for students, and free for preschoolers. The event will also include a bake sale and a silent auction. If you would like to make a donation to the sale or auction, contact Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will host an informational webinar about the Wisconsin Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, which is going to be held on Thursday, February 8th from noon until 1. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines specialty crops as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. A more comprehensive list of eligible specialty crops is available at ams.usda.gov/scbgp. Project awards can range up to $100,000 and no match is required. Applications for the SCBG program can be submitted through 5 o'clock Tuesday evening, February 27th. To access SCBG materials and learn more, visit datcp.wi.gov. For more information, you can contact DATCP DAD Grants at Wisconsin.gov or call 608-572-0512. Registration for the SCBG webinar is required. The FBI says more teenage boys are victims of extortion on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox says scam artists will pretend to be an attractive girl, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if they don't pay.
A fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. It doesn't solve the problem. It only exacerbates it. And unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
Cox urges parents to discuss sextortion with their kids. The Republican author of a bill to limit abortions in Wisconsin says getting pregnant should be voluntary. Representative Amanda Niedweski spoke during Thursday's debate in the state assembly.
Because I believe pregnancy should be voluntary, I support the exceptions in this bill for medical emergencies and for rape and incest. However, Mr. Speaker, I also believe in personal responsibility. Except for the tragic circumstances for which exceptions have been made in this bill, most women are not forced to get pregnant.
The bill calls for a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion care should be prohibited after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Representative Joel Kitchens objected to characterizing the procedure as health care.
And if you believe that a fetus is a human life, then abortion is not health care. You know, in my veterinary career, I did thousands of ultrasounds on animals, you know, determining pregnancy and that kind of thing. So I think I know mammalian fetal development better than probably anyone here.
The Sturgeon Bay lawmaker joined most of his fellow Republicans in voting for the bill, although several who want an outright abortion ban voted no, along with all Democrats. Governor Tony Evers has promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. And a Madison man has been arrested for throwing snowballs. It sounds pretty juvenile, but it wasn't a laughing matter for a woman that was the target. Tuesday night, police say a man became upset with a woman he thought was taking too long to get gas. So he started throwing snowballs at her car and is also accused of pounding on her windows. Police arrested him on charges of disorderly conduct and bail jumping. WRCO News Time is 10 minutes after 5. The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Here are today's vital statistics. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at her home in Viroqua, and again Sunday, the 11th of February, from 1 until 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died January 18th after a 15-year battle with Huntington's disease. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. Memorial contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 until 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center, died Monday at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. Memorial services will be held at 12 on Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of the service at noon. Murray Earl Moon, 77, of Richland Center. And Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday, February 3rd, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, February 3rd, from 10 a.m. until the service time at noon. Anita June Waterman, 79, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the unseasonably warm weather will stick around for this upcoming week, with the warmest temperatures expected right around Thursday, as readings could be a good 20 degrees above normal during those periods. Not a whole lot of precipitation either, no major storms expected to come through the region. There is one front which will bypass the area late Monday night into early Tuesday, maybe giving us a couple of sprinkles or flurries. The better chance of a minor snow accumulation will be up in far northeast Wisconsin and upper Michigan. Otherwise, it looks like we may have to wait into the following week to see another chance of any substantial precipitation. Watch out for a little bit of fog yet if you're traveling tonight into early tomorrow, then hopefully after that, we won't see as much of that. The forecast now for tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some patchy fog developing. Low temperature close to 30 with light north winds. Tomorrow cloudy in the morning with some breaks of sun in the afternoon. High about 37, northwest wind between 5 and 10. Sunday night partly cloudy, just a touch cooler, low at 23. Monday partly cloudy, unseasonably warm. High temperature 41 degrees. Clouds roll in Monday night with a small chance of sprinkles later on, low 31. Tuesday mostly cloudy and mild with a chance of sprinkles or flurries early, high about 38 degrees. Wednesday partly sunny and comfortable, low 26 with a high near 40. Thursday more sun than clouds and even warmer, low 27 with a high of 44. Friday partly sunny and slightly cooler, low in the mid-20s with a high near 39 degrees. So again tonight, overcast skies, some areas of fog could develop, low at 30. Tomorrow the clouds giving way to some peaks of sun by afternoon, high 37. Have a great evening and a great rest of your weekend. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
36 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 39. We did receive 27/100ths of an inch of rain. Today's high was 40 degrees. The record high for January 27th, 57 in the year 2002. The record low, 24 below zero in 1988. Last year's high was 34 and the low 11. Sunset will happen at 7 minutes after 5 tomorrow afternoon, following a sunrise time of 7:22. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.16, up slightly today. A trace of precipitation, a little bit of light rain early today. And again, we're down 4 from the daytime high. It is 36.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Today in high school basketball, Prairie du Chien was a winner over Barneveld 54-39 in boys action, and Prairie du Chien defeated Barneveld 63-31 in the girls game. A couple of other boys scores, Mount Horeb 74-45 over Monroe, and Portage Edge Poinette 46-43. Last night in girls basketball, Prairie du Chien over Richland Center 89-17. It was a win for Dodgeville over River Valley 70-38. A Platteville win over Lancaster 49-41. In the Ridge and Valley, Ithaca over North Crawford 54-28. A win for Wazika Steuben over Seneca 71-14. And Kickapoo beat Lafarge Youth Initiative 58-47. Highland over Potosi-Cassville, 63-53. Mineral Point got the win against Riverdale, 69-43. Fenimore over Boscobel, 59-53. In boys basketball, Hillsboro, 73. Wanewoc Center, 33. DeSoto, 66. Weston, 51. Lafarge, 56-49 over Kickapoo. Westby got the win against Arcadia, 54-44. Sauk Prairie, 60. Reedsburg, 46. Today in Big Ten basketball, number 10 rated Illinois was a winner over Indiana, 70-62. And Maryland defeated Nebraska, 73-51. It was a win today for Marquette over Seton Hall, 75-57 for Marquette. Its fourth consecutive win. The Golden Eagles broke open a close game by outscoring Seton Hall 45-28 in the second half. Both teams were dealing with injuries to key players. An unspecified injury caused Seton Hall to play a second straight game without top scorer Kadari Richmond. Marquette's Cam Jones played just 5 minutes due to an ankle issue and scored 3 points. Seton Hall suffered its third straight loss. Trey King had 21 points and 9 rebounds, and number 23 Iowa State knocked off number 7 Kansas 79-75. Iowa State improved to 13-0 at home this season while enhancing its status as a Big 12 contender. Donovan Mitchell scored 32 and Jarrett Allen 24 and 14 rebounds last night as the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 112-100 for their ninth win in 10 games. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists for the Bucks to end his string of 2 straight triple-doubles. The Cavaliers gained a measure of revenge after their 8-game win streak had ended with a 126-116 loss at Milwaukee Wednesday. That came one night after Milwaukee fired coach Adrian Griffin. The Milwaukee Bucks will host the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. Tip-off at Fiserv Forum will be at 7. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450, starting with the pregame at 6:30. Doc Rivers about to resume his coaching career at a place where his jersey hangs from the rafters. The Milwaukee Bucks officially announced Friday night they had hired Rivers to take over for the fired Adrian Griffin, who was fired on Tuesday after only 43 games. Rivers played from 1980 through 83 at Marquette, which shares a home arena with the Bucks, and has retired Rivers' number 31 jersey. This move represents a major shift in terms of head coaching experience. Griffin had never been a head coach. Rivers' background as a head coach extends almost a quarter century. Rhys Hopkins' $34 million two-year deal with the Brewers allows the first baseman to opt out of the deal after the 24 season. Hoskins could get $16 million for one season or $48 million over 3 years as a part of the deal. Hoskins, who turns 31 on May 17th, missed last season after tearing his left ACL while fielding a grounder in a spring training game against Detroit on March 23rd. He hit .246 with a .332 on-base percentage, 30 homers and 79 RBIs for National League champion Philadelphia in 2022. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Join us this Sunday for a heartfelt cause. The Ithaca Lions are hosting a breakfast fundraiser for Kathy Coppernall at the Ithaca High School Commons from 7 until 12:30. The menu is stacked with goodness: pancakes, eggs, milk, ham, cheese, and applesauce. Your support means the world, and that's not all. Indulge your sweet tooth with the bake sale and explore treasures at the silent auction. For donations or more information, call Phyllis Pauls at 608-604-3576. Let's come together for Kathy. A morning of delicious food, community, and compassion. See you there, Sunday at the Ithaca Commons, from 7 until 12:30.
Our Retro Saturday continues here at WRCO FM 100.9. Coming up next, the Backtrack and Show. It is sponsored by Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or a hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more, Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtracking Show. I'm Phil Nee, and I'll be your host as we go back to some of the music and melodies and magic of the 70s and 80s as we look back at late January through time, and we begin with a dance track. We're going to kick off Backtracking in grand style with ABBA this time. We'll be right back. Baba on the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO. We hope you're having a great weekend. We go back to some music history from the mid-70s. 1975, the Bee Gees began recording a record that would usher in their new era. It would become their second U.S. chart topper and 14th Billboard Top 20 hit. Barry Gibb's inspiration for the song came when his wife commented on the sound their car made while crossing a bridge over Biscayne Bay into Miami. She noted, "It's our drive talking." It inspired this big hit for the brothers Gibb, "Jive Talkin'." Track at an FM 100.9, going back to a weekend in your life in 1982 when Hall & Oates' I Can't Go For That hit number one on the Billboard Pop chart and the R&B chart simultaneously. It became only the fourth single by a white act to reach the top of the R&B chart since back in 1965. The record was also number eight in the United Kingdom during this weekend in 1982. Hall & Oates.
Stop, where do you dare?
Well, more of the Backtracking Show coming up in a moment from WRCO Radio. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One day, a four-year-old boy asked his father a question. "Daddy, did they have a lot of snow at Christmas when you were little?" Father replied, "No, son, we didn't have any snow." Before the father could explain that he had grown up in West Africa, his little son piped up with, "I know why, Daddy. It's because you are older than snow." When someone has a full head of white hair, we say that they have snow on the roof. That's a nice way of saying you're old. The dusting of snow on my roof reminds me that I'm getting up there in years. But then I'm reminded that Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born, and Moses was called to lead Israel out of Egypt when he was 80 years old. I was called out of retirement to come to Richland Center to be your pastor, and I have several friends in their senior years who are leading youth ministries in their churches. Believe me, God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission, even in our advanced years. Ask God how he wants to use you.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
The word of the day is brought to you by Jay's Power Center Reedsburg. Welcome our guest, Phil.
Hi, Mom.
Say the first thing, Phil, that comes to your mind when I say powerful tractors.
Mahindra.
Value.
Mahindra.
Hardworking tractors.
Mahindra.
Comfortable.
Mahindra.
Fun to drive tractors.
Mahindra.
Great warranty.
Mahindra.
User-friendly Tier 4 diesel.
Mahindra.
Mahindra tractors.
It's Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Right.
What do I win?
Well, you can learn more at jayspowercenter.com.
Do I win a new Mahindra? That'd be cool. I'd really like one. What will Jay say? I'll think what I can do.
The Backtracking Show, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Coming up during those were the days between 6 and midnight, we'll have all kinds of fun from the 50s through the early 90s. We'll stop for a time in 1979, the year this one came out for Eric Clapton.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just keep on rolling away on a distant sea. Because I don't love you and you don't love me. Cause a commotion when you come to town. You give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine. But I don't like yours and you don't like mine. You get your delights, I won't leave you alone, I'll just let it be. I don't love you and you don't love me. I got a problem, can you relate? I got a woman, call it love, pain. Upon years, you refuse to take me for real. It's time you saw what I want you to see. That I'd still love you at just now. I got a problem. Can you relate?
got a woman calling love pain. La 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 la.
We are backtracking back to the 70s and 80s once again with some of your favorite hits. Number one this weekend in 1983 for a group that started out as a studio band backing other people. They had their own hits in the 70s and 80s. We're talking about Toto.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. Turn to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. They grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Thank you. Number one in 1983 for Toto. Next up, a song that was actually made a hit here in the Midwest. It's a Canadian group called Sheriff. We'll play next, and a song that they released in November of 1988. It was played at KDWB in Minneapolis and WKTI in Milwaukee, and eventually other radio stations across the nation followed suit. This encouraged Capitol Records to re-release a song as a single. And this weekend, in 1989, the group Sheriff had a number one song in the States called When I'm With You. One of the longest sustained notes in music history there, Sheriff, in When I'm With You, number one this weekend in 1989. The Backtrack and Show, the pregame show for tonight's edition of Those Were the Days, which comes up in just a little while. Also in 1989, George Michael had a big night this weekend at the 16th American Music Awards, winning Favorite Album and Favorite Male Artist in both pop and rock and soul and R&B categories. Thank you.
gotta have faith. I gotta have faith because I got to go for faith. I got to have faith, the faith, the faith, baby. I know you're asking me to stay. Say please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe you mean every word you say. I can't help but think of yesterday and another who tied me down to lover boy rules.
Before this river becomes an ocean, before you throw my heart back on the floor. I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
George Michael, who was having a big night at the American Music Awards in 1989. Oh man, some great backtracking songs tonight, getting us warmed up for Saturday night. Let's go back to 1974 and Carl Carlton.
Hearts go astray.
Tune or